Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt, as well as the founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, LLC, and Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. Okay, here we are. We are in the middle of February. Today is the 13th. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So, one, first come on and say congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on their Super Bowl win again. And I also want to congratulate the Eagles for making it to the Super Bowl. Both teams played an awesome season. I was really rooting for the Eagles for N'Kobe Dean. Young man is doing a lot of amazing things in the community. I got to volunteer with him last year during the summer, and just such an amazing person. So congratulations for making it to the Super Bowl. But with all things, people who understand sports, I know you have your competitive sports and they get very angry when their team doesn't win. I don't get angry when the Steelers don't win, because somebody has to win and someone has to lose. You can't win them all. And mindset-wise, that's something that we have to realize in our everyday lives. We can't win everything. We can't win the perfect relationship. We can't win the perfect job. We can't win the perfect business contract. We can't win it all. And we're going to have our losing season, but you have to snap back from that losing season just like them. They're done with the Super Bowl, but in a couple of weeks, they'll be out practicing. Football season for 2022 is over now, and 2022-2023 is over. Now we move into the 23-24 season. They will start practicing. Some have already started practicing. They've been banged up. They've been knocked down. They get back up, and they keep going. And that's the same thing we have to do when it comes to our everyday life, when it comes to our everyday careers, whether it's entrepreneurship or as a 9-to-5 or an employee. We have to get up and we have to keep going and we have to push ourselves. We got to learn new moves, new tacks, new skills. Study the play. Study the movement. See what's happening. Survey your audience. Ask questions. Get out there. Find out from your boss what is it that we could do to improve. What can I do to go another step beyond or to get further ahead? There's so much that we could be doing to prepare. You take that week off. You take that 2 weeks off. Relax. Get your mind together. Just do your normal. And then you jump back in and you get a new playbook. If that old playbook is working, work the old playbook, but put some new twists in there, because you don't want everybody to think, well, here she come with the same thing. Add some spice to it. Get a little twist into what you got going on. We have to look at things in a mindset of thinking. Things evolve and they change daily. By the hour, something new is coming out. Do you know the new trends? Do you know the new electronics and softwares and stuff that's out there? Everybody's jumping to the chat GTP and GTP and all of this. Learn it, research it. Take today and say, okay, I'm gonna read up on this and I'm gonna see, can this benefit me in my business? Can it benefit me at work? You know, it's basically writing the stuff for you with just your subject. Or if you're looking for a subject, you could ask for that, and it gives it to you. AI is an amazing software. Canva now offers it. I don't know if they offer it to free membership, but I know on the paid membership, they do offer the AI capability of giving something. Now, my thing is, I'm not sure, and I need to take time and research this a little more. If I decide to use it and just say Lisa is also using it, will our items be the same exact thing? So those are things that you got to look at and look into and see if this is actually going to work for you. You know, back a lot of people don't realize PLR were also popular, where people would write the content for you and you buy the private label rights. PLR, private labor rights, to that software, or not software, but to that document or that ebook or that program for your business or some type of report. You buy that and now you can critique it, brand it, and make it your own. There's so many avenues out there. You may not know how to perfectly write something, but you have the capability of having all this help out there to help you. Your skills may be the best, but you may be struggling with a few things. I always tell people I'm not the best with grammar, but if you follow what I give you, you'll have great success. I'm not a great grammar person. English was not my strong major, but you want to talk about money, accounting, dollars, things of that nature, economics, then put me in there and we could go all day. That was my strong point, is finance. I can handle finance with my eyes closed. That's why my profession is in the finance field. So we have to get in there. Let's do our playbook, our new playbook. Your season doesn't have to start January the 1st. Start your season when you feel like it. You may say today is the start of something for me. This is your new year. This is your new year. The new year does not have to be what the calendars say as the new year and you prolong you. You still got months left in this year. We're only on the 13th day of February. You still got a lot of time ahead of you that you can reach your goals. But if you wait, you're not going to reach them. If you stay distracted, you're not going to reach them. If you stay making excuses, you're not going to reach them. The gist of it is to become omnipresent in everything that you do in life, always. Not just for the moment, but always being omnipresent in everything. I'm going to show up, and then I'm not going to show up. I'm going to show up today, and then tomorrow I'm going to fall off. Or I'm going to put one thing up, and then I'm going to disappear. We got to become committed to the things that we want in life. Success doesn't just fall in your lap. It's not just going to happen. Look at you now and say, has it fell in my lap yet? And your answer is probably no. So if you answer no, that your success has not fallen in your lap right now, it hasn't just dropped in there and overnight, just woke up and looked at your account or got a message and said, you are now a millionaire, you're now this or that, with no effort put in, then it's time for you to put the effort in and go for the things that you desire in life. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to be the next billionaire. But why? Do you even understand what comes with being in those positions in life? A lot of you don't. You just know the money value. You just know that the value, the dollar, the sounds good. Oh, Jay-Z is a billionaire. Oh, this person is a billionaire. Oh, Oprah's a billionaire. Look how she lived. But you also have to think, look how they're criticized. That guy that was Beyonce's bodyguard, now making up these stories saying that Blue Ivy isn't his daughter. You know, that affects these kids. That affects your life. Look at the Obamas. They didn't expect when he became president that their kids would be targeted with everything that they do. We have to look at things that mess up it doesn't just affect us. It affects our whole family. And if your family isn't strong, it could break them. It could cause a lot of trauma to you. It could cause suicide. It could cause depression. It could cause people to have self-doubt and not know their worth, because the society that we live in today is so cruel and judgmental and stereotypical and just horrible that we will make fun of anything just to feel good about ourselves. People make fun and have negativity to say about others because they're unhappy in their life. They make fun and have negativity to say about others because they don't have a fulfillment or a happiness within themselves. So in order to get that, they got to pick at somebody. That's where their laughter comes from. That's where that so-called joy comes from. Because I just made fun of Lisa and I just talked about her kids and I just negatively put out stuff that I don't even know if it's true or not. But because it made me feel like I was better than her, I'm going to do it anyways. And I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to make sure other people join in with me. Let's make fun of them. Let's do this. Let's do that. Those people are very unhappy. They're very unhappy. In life, they don't have. In their home, they don't have. They're living on a hope, a dream, and a prayer. Because they don't have. They typically sit behind a computer or their phone. And they keyboard bullies. Because they don't have. They don't have that social environment. You never see them go out with their friends. Because they don't have any. You never see. You know why they don't have them? They don't have them because they've ran them off. Because sometimes we try to grow friendship, or we might have friendship, but you're so negative, so evil, so derogatory to others that your friendships start to fall off. They start dropping off like flies. So you got to get that playbook up. You got to figure out what's wrong with me. Why am I not socially invited to things? Why am I not socially involved with people? And these people love to use this kind of excuse. Because I coached a client that was in this realm in life. And the excuse is, well, I don't want to go with nobody. I like being in the house. I'm a homebody. I don't like doing anything. You know, psychopaths come from that. You know why? Because they sit amongst those four walls or whatever many walls in their house. It's really four because it's just a square building and with multiple walls inside to give it a new look inside. But they sit inside these walls and they're miserable and it eats them up. It's almost like being in ADX Supermax in Florence, Colorado. A 12 by 12 cell at minimum, 23 hours per day at minimum. They have no social interaction. If they're on good behavior, they might get a TV. And on that TV, they got two channels. In reality, they got the social media. That's their one channel. And the second channel is some dumb reality show. And they're portraying that they're the reality show people on the social media. See where I'm going with this? It's an imprisonment. And the imprisonment is because they don't know how to be a person that people want to be around. They don't know how to be a person that people really want to be around. So like, for instance, I have a Super Bowl event every year. For the last 7 years, and people come from California, Texas, Detroit, Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, of course me, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee. We have people come from all over. So they come from all these different places and they show up to this event and it's like this big, huge party. But I have to tell them, listen, don't hang around me. Y'all already been around me. Meet the other people that's here and get to know them and build a bond and a friendship with other people. I'm not trying to hog everybody under me. I posted a picture last week of me and one of the ladies from Detroit. I never hid my size. I never was embarrassed about my size. I knew how big I was because I was buying my clothes and I saw myself in the mirror. I was still living life and enjoying life, had no issues. Life has been great for me. So they posted a picture of all of us at a table telling one of the ladies that was in this around me in a picture, happy birthday. So I shared that picture and I shared a current picture of me and said it's the change because I've drastically changed in a year. No, that was 2 years ago. So I posted that picture and Juanita came underneath and she shared a picture that we took outside of my room. And I remember that day because we were down at the pool. And even though I wasn't in my swimwear because I was in the midst of doing something, actually, we had just came back from skiing. And I literally remember that night. We had so much fun. Like, the fun, level of fun we had that weekend was over the top. We went to the moonshine tour. We did all of that. But then I posted a picture next to that picture and say it's the change for me. My change came when I decided to rewrite my playbook on how I live my life. I went through a horrible breakup. And the horrible breakup was because, not because I was broken because I broke up, but was broken because of the trauma that I went through during that almost 3 years of a relationship. And the reason I went through it is because I didn't want to walk away, because I kept saying, it'll change. He'll change. It'll get better. I don't want people to say, we tried to tell you he wasn't the one. I didn't want this. I didn't want to hear any of that. Because as soon as I let it out that we weren't together no more, that was the first thing somebody said to me. Well, since I tried to tell you he wasn't the one, I don't want to hear that. I want you to be my friend and be there for me. I had to rewrite my playbook, so I took time off. I got to heal, because I ain't going into the next relationship broken. I'm not going to go into the next relationship hurt and negative with the person that I'm possibly going to be with. I'm going to go into that relationship healthy and healed. I want that me and him to be content and happy with each other. But you know, things don't always work out that way. So you got to get yourself and your mind right. So there you go with your playbook. Put that playbook in place and make that playbook your next move. We got to do things in life that are going to be for us. We can't do everything for everybody else. And that's something that I had to learn. I left out of 2023 saying that I'm not doing everything for everybody no more, because I got to do for me. I'm handling everything for everybody. All I'm doing is everything for everybody. Everything that I do is revolved around, are you okay? Making sure they're okay. Okay, let me put this out and let me handle this for y'all and it's done. No, my new motto, leaving out of 2022 and going into 2023 and moving forward. No, I cannot do that for you. But you will be great at doing it. I got a lot of confidence in you, and I know you can do it. That's all I got for you. Because I'm not going to extend myself where you just suck the life out of me. And people think you're acting funny once you start saying no. I'm not acting funny. I just can't do all y'all work for you. I can't do it all for you while you sit back and just wait on me, and then you still do nothing. I had to rewrite my playbook. I had to rewrite my moves. I had to come out with new tactics. And the only way that was going to work is if I fall back and let y'all handle it. So I fall back, and guess what happens? Nothing. Ain't nothing happened. You know why nothing's happened? Because I'm not doing it for them. Because I'm not the one that's in there doing everything. I'm not going to do that. We going into the third month and still nothing. I can't do everything for you. I can't do all the work for everybody. This is a team. We are amongst each other in this world. I isn't going to make it. We are going to make it. When you're in the ring of being a friend of mine, a client of mine, in my circle, we as a team will get out there and we're going to make it. I'm not going to make it by myself. I'm going to pull you with me. Now, if you're going to come, that's on you. If you not, that's on you. I can't force you to want your own success. Nobody can force you to want your own success. My professor right now is helping me with a retreat. 3:00 in the morning, Dr. K is texting me. Because I don't want to use mushrooms to heal you. To bring out all of this psychedelic stuff and all of that. I'm not into the chemical drugs. I'm into the natural things. Mushrooms have a chemical effect on your body, but there's other herbs out there. Sage, there's thyme, there's other things that can naturally heal your brain, your body, to release anything toxic, relationship thoughts and processes, to heal you and put you in another place. See, a lot of people think, oh, well, we're going to use marijuana. I don't want to use marijuana. It is from the earth, but it has a chemical substance in it that could trigger something that you may have in your body that you don't know. So she's helping me. This lady got years of experience in the holistic world. She has a PhD in the same degree that I'm getting for many years. So her teaching with me is beneficial. I got her this semester, and she told me I'm going to have her next semester and the next semester after that, because I'm nearing the end of my program. You know, somebody put up a post on their social media and they said, she don't even have a degree. They don't even know nothing about me. That's the sad part. When you know nothing about somebody, you try to make up lies about them. Don't know nothing. Had a degree before you was even out of middle school. Because I'm older than you. I've been around longer than you because I was born before you. But mentally, your stability ain't there because your playbook is the same playbook you've been playing every year. You like to play on people's phone. You like to play on people's social media. You like to play, you know, victim when you really are the insulter. You really are the assaulting person. We got to get a new playbook in life. Some of y'all still playing on the same childish stuff that you've been playing on since you was a kid. We got to learn how to be happy, content, and joyous in life. A lot of y'all don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do it because your playbook is the same dull movement that it has been for many years. So with that being said, I want to say have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. I love Mondays. Monday is like the fresh start. Let's get out here. Let's make everything another successful week or what have you. Let's get out here this Monday. Take a breather. Write out your journey. Write out a new playbook with moves that you want to make. And understand that your year does not have to start in January. Your year starts today. Your year is now. So let's get out there. Let's make this happen. Let's build our success. Let's enjoy life and connect with somebody that you don't know. Make a new friend. Find a new associate, a new friend, somebody that you can learn from or show something new and be that person. So with that being said, let's have a wonderful Monday, February the 13th, 2023. And be blessed. Bye-bye.